This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has approved 12 new greenfield industrial smart cities under the National Industrial Corridor Development Programme to transform the country's industrial landscape. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the combined estimated investment in these industrial areas will be 28,602 crore rupees. The cabinet has also approved a proposal for conduct of e-auctions for 730 private FM channels in 234 new cities. The move aims to boost local content in mother tongue and create new employment opportunities. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved two new lines and one multi-tracking project of Indian Railways at an estimated cost of 6,456 crore rupees. The government flagship financial inclusion scheme, Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, today completed 10 years. More than 53 crore beneficiaries have been banked under the scheme so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all beneficiaries and thanked those who made the scheme a success. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said Jan Dhan Yojana has been paramount in boosting financial inclusion and giving dignity to crores of people, especially women, youth and the marginalized communities. President Draupadi Murmu today said the gruesome rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata has left the nation shocked and urged people to collectively say enough is enough. She said the recent spate of crimes against women should force honest self-introspection to uncover the root of the malaise. The president stated this in a write-up shared on her social media platform. The BJP has alleged that after diverting the investigation and protecting the accused in the alleged rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata, now the West Bengal government is threatening the doctors. Addressing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi said the recent case of rape and murder in West Bengal is extremely unfortunate. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan and Health Secretary Apurva Chandra today co-chaired a meeting with state chief secretaries and DGPs on immediate steps taken for safety and security of doctors and healthcare professionals. The Home Secretary requested the officers to ensure installation of CCTV cameras in blind spots, integration with a 112 helpline for healthcare workers, access control of large hospitals, sharing of revamped position under Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita in hospitals with high footfall. Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said the government is taking major steps to reduce the number of road accidents in the country. He said road audits are being done to find out the cause of accidents, especially on highways. In addition, ambulance vehicles and their staff are being upgraded with the latest technology to rescue the injured people timely from accident sites. Mr. Gadkari said this while addressing the sixth edition of FICCI Road Safety Awards and Conclave 2024 in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry has said the Qatar authorities have handed over two saroops of Guru Granth Sahib to the Indian Embassy in Doha. The saroops were taken from an Indian national in a case related to running a religious establishment without approvals. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for several districts of Gujarat for the next 48 hours. With forecast of extremely heavy rain at isolated places in Saurashtra and Kutch. IMD has also issued a flash flood risk alert for several districts of Gujarat, including Ahmedabad, Vadodara. Over 200 tehsils of the state recorded light to heavy rainfall during the last 24 hours. Japan's weather agency issued emergency warnings for storms and high waves in Kagoshima Prefecture as powerful Typhoon Shanshan approaches Japan. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the maximum alert was issued due to unprecedented storms and expected record-breaking rainfall. It also noted the possibility of issuing a heavy rain emergency warning for the prefectures of Kagoshima and Miyazaki. The Paralympic Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till the 8th of September. The opening ceremony will start at 11:30 tonight. A total of 84 Indian para-athletes will compete in this edition of the Games. And with that, we end this news bulletin.